This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Half of the federal paycheck protection loans given out in Colorado during the pandemic have been forgiven. The Colorado Sun reports about 94,000 loans in the state, totaling more than $8 billion, won't have to be paid back. That's according to data released in late July. More businesses can still qualify for loan forgiveness under the PPP program. Colorado Public Radio applied for and was awarded PPP loans twice. The Federal Food and Drug Administration was formally approved for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The move replaces last year's emergency use authorization. The Pfizer vaccine is the first COVID-19 vaccine to get full review by the U.S. regulator. Dr. Kurt Poppenfuss, an ER doc and public health officer in rural Cheyenne County, thinks the approval might help encourage the unvaccinated, but not as much as something else.
What really picked up interest in vaccinations now in our small community is when somebody healthy basically died in a few days from Delta variant, unvaccinated. That's the most powerful. You better get your vaccine.
The approval puts the vaccine on par with other marketed vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An area north of Red Feather Lakes near George and Cornelius Creek is closed while the U.S. Forest Service works to remove an invasive trout species. Greenback cutthroat trout are listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, but they've been overrun by non-native fish. It's 6:05. This is CPR News.